Ever come a chapter on Mishnah on a gozel es aviv and nishba lo. So a person who robs, steals, takes something from his father, and then he swears to him that falsely that he didn't take it. And then what happens is v'meis, then his father passes away. So now he obviously is going to inherit the thing that he stole. So in this case, he still pays back the principal and the fifth to his father's sons. In other words, if the other heirs, he can't hang on to whatever he stole. So he's got to pay it back, plus the fifth, and he's got to give it to, if the other brothers, then he gives it to the other brothers or the father's brothers. In other words, to the other heirs, he's got to pay back the thing that he stole and back to the estate, basically. Then Aina writes, and if he doesn't want to lose his share in the inheritance, says the Kati, or Sha'ainlo, he doesn't have enough. Right, he doesn't have enough property that he can waive the share in the inheritance. He can't afford to waive the share in the inheritance. So then brings out the sages allowed him to do this kind of a little bit of a maneuver, an evasion, says the Kahati. So what does he do? He borrows money from someone. And then when it comes time to pay back the person he borrowed from, he pays him back with the stolen property, etc. So in that way, the stolen property doesn't end up in his possession. He's not allowed to keep the stolen property. He's forbidden from keeping the stolen property.
It's the same thing. He's made a loan.
Okay, but so you see what over here, that the stolen property itself, the actual stolen property, yeah, there's actually like a problem with him keeping that property. So he can use this maneuver so that at least that property, that thing, he doesn't have anymore, because he's using that thing to pay back the loan. So the creditor will end up with the stolen property. He'll end up with other money, because now he's got the creditor's money. Bit of a swap, and he brings over the other sages, allowed him to do this evasion, so that at least the stolen property would leave his possession, and he won't lose his share of his inheritance.